want it. If you have a child who is chatty and doesn't know when to stop, and even though you say, shush, they still say, I am shushing, and they continue to talk. And then you say it a little louder, shh, and they still keep going. And you crave for them to be quiet. I want you in this scripture today to realize God says, shh, shh, be quiet. Be silent for just a moment. There are moments throughout all of history where people have known that they were in the right spot at the right time and that they were used by God. And this was Zechariah's moment. You need to know that back in the days of King David, he had said that there would be 24 priests over 24 groups of priests. And they would all take their turns in the temple. Zechariah was part of the eighth group. The eighth group, Abijah. And so he got to go with his group to the temple, and they were going to serve the people there. But only one man could go into the Holy of Holies and be there to be able to burn the incense. And that was done by casting lots. Some say by chance, I say by God incidents. Because those lots came, and for the one time, the only time in Zechariah's life, he was going to get to go in and burn the incense. The only time. A righteous man, a man from the tribe of Aaron, also his wife, Elizabeth, from the tribe of Aaron. And it is said that he was a righteous man. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes if I keep doing exactly what God wants me to do, and then I get kind of tired of it, not tired of God, but tired of being good. And what happens is this man stayed righteous in the sight of the Lord, that it was put down in Scripture. There. Now, for years, there wasn't the written word of God. There was by oral tradition. So you've got to listen to all of these storytellers that tell this same story over and over and over again. And guess what? It comes to this moment that people know it so well. Over this past week, did you tell stories over and over and over again of some relative that did something during the turkey? And were you able to tell that? And you know what? Everybody could quote it because they knew exactly what was going to happen. They knew exactly what was going to be said. And the kids hear it and the kids go, oh, not again. But guess what? Not again meant that next Thanksgiving and next Christmas, they can quote the story. And they can be the ones that say, guess what happened? And everybody knows. But you all sit on the edge of your chair and you tell that same story again. And it warms your heart. That's what was done with oral tradition. The story said over and over and over and over again. May we not forget the story. So Zechariah is in the temple. Wonderful, wonderful time. He's doing the incense. I thank God for people who do mini movies like this, because I need to see the incense go in. And I need to see the terror. Have you ever noticed that in our most terrorized moments is when An angel says, do not be afraid. It's crazy. So I want you, in just a moment, we're going to yell in church. Kids, you are allowed to yell in church just this once. Okay, I'm going to say, and then the angel appeared, and you yell, ah! And I get to say, don't be afraid. Okay, are you ready? And the angel appeared. Do not be afraid. No, you're just scared. How many times? I think it's ironic that it's like, do not be afraid. And here stands this glowing angel, this man. They're called men. They're called angels. They're called the army of God. They're called all kinds of things. But this is Gabriel. This is top angel stuff. The angel that says, I am in the presence of God. I come from the presence of God. This is exciting. I don't know about you, but when you come face to face with our God, when your journey here on life has ended, will you greet him with a hug, with a hallelujah, or will you be silent? All of us will be different. We will be different. But remember, you will come face to face with our God. So silence, that's our first thing. Everybody just, come on. You know how to do it. It's not the chicken dance, it's being quiet. Now here we go. So when there was that time, you go, shush, shush. The silence that came, what happens to you in silence? You usually are focused on something. When we prayed today, you were listening for other sounds, and there weren't any. And some of us get very uncomfortable in silence. I am confident that Zechariah had 9 months to get comfortable with being silent. Because when he came out, he was able to say in whatever manner of charades he was able to play for them, be able to tell them what had happened inside the temple. Then he went home to Elizabeth. Now, ladies, if your husband comes home silent, it's a good thing. And so he comes home, and that silence permeates. And I would think that I would forget the angel over 9 months. But he doesn't. Do you know why? He's looking at his pregnant wife. He is noticing he cannot speak until this child is born. He had constant reminders. And throughout Scripture, there are constant reminders for you and me that in our silence, in our times, that we cannot say a word, that we are reminded of who God is and what he has done. It says, Luke 1:17, it says, to be able, this child will turn the hearts of men back towards their God. Sounds like repentance to me. Turn your heart. Where is your heart this first day of Advent? I'm here to commission you to say, guess what? It's Advent. Let's make this one different than all the rest of them. Let's make this one special. Let's make this one be the one where we really, really pay attention. And that we take times of silence to turn our hearts back to God. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means you turn your time back to God. I don't know if that means turning your mind back to God on what you read or what you watch on television. I don't know if it's turning your heart in that everyone that you love, you give to God. It's when you agree with God. It's not when we pray and say, okay, line up with what I'm asking. It's not when he agrees with us, it's when we agree with him. So anything that you do from sunup to sundown, I won't see sunup, I'll see sundown, will be able to say, I agree with God. Does what I'm doing agree with God? Is what I'm saying agreeing with God? Have I turned my heart? Have I repented of my sin? Which, remember, you're going this way. And God is over here, and you are silent, and all of a sudden, you turn your heart, and you go back. And you agree with him that he is God Almighty. That he is your Redeemer. He is your Restorer. This is good stuff. And then, it says to make ready your heart. The only way you can make ready your heart is after you have turned your heart back towards God. Okay? You can only do it after you have turned. And once you have turned, it says, guess what? That baby John is gonna make ready for the people of God, for the Messiah. Now, you all know God's spell, so let's sing this together. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. You guys are good. We're going on the road. So here we go. Prepare. Prepare your heart. You have been given the call to prepare your home, to prepare your heart, to prepare your family, to prepare your friends, to prepare this community for the coming of Jesus, for the coming of the Messiah. You have been commissioned. Angels give messages. Gabriel gave four messages where it said, Gabriel said. I kind of think he was in there some other times. But there were four times in Scripture where it says, there was a time in Daniel where Daniel got confused. He saw a vision and he went, I do not know what this means. And Gabriel came to him and said, I am Gabriel, and I'm here to take away your confusion. And he explains things. And then later on, several chapters over in Daniel, he does it again. He said, you still don't get it. Let me give it to you again. Because here you are in confusion. Have you ever felt in confusion that you needed an angel to come stand right in front of you and say, this is what's happening? I do. I wish that all the time. Please. But I would be the one falling on the floor going, "Wah!" as he says, do not be afraid. The other two times are in Luke, where Gabriel appears to Zechariah, and then next week we'll talk about him appearing to Mary. There's Gabriel, four times. He was helping them understand how to prepare. Commissioned, called, whatever you want to call it, to prepare and to make ready. My mom was the queen of Christmas. She could decorate the whole house. Zillions of trees, all in themes. She had I inherited the Christmas dishes. We had Christmas dishes, we had Christmas silverware, we had Christmas glasses. We would take pictures of the table because it was astounding. We would make ready. As much as you prepare for your family coming in, as much as you are getting ready for Christmas gifts, remember Gabriel's words. He's taking away your confusion during this time of Advent. Shush. Turn your hearts to God. Make ready your home. make ready your heart. And people of God, make ready for the Messiah.